Okay, let us start. Simon Tov Ein Beis Sif Tes. We started yesterday discussing the halachas of the Shiur HaKoyis. We spoke about the concept of having a machlokes, what is commonly known as the machlokes Reb Chaim Lo Chazanish, which boils down to niskat ashurim or not. And hence, halach lemaisa, what it means is that we've got a machlokes if the minimum shiur is 86 or 150. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says over here as follows. Shiur HaKoyis Revi'is, La'acha Shim Zigenu, you've got to drink the Revi'is, the amount of Revi'is. Imroi Tzele Mozgoi, yeah, if you want to dilute it, you've got to dilute it because it was very concentrated in the times of Chazal. V'ishte Kuloi Ruboi, you should drink Kuloi Ruboi. What does it mean Kuloi Ruboi? You should drink all of it or most of it. Kuloi, all of it, or Ruboi, or most of it. What does it mean? So the Mishnah explains in the Cotton Lamed. What does he mean? Kuloi oy ruboy. Haynu kulo lechatchila. You should lechatchila drink most of it. Oy ruboy, or majority, but at the very least, most of it. So there is a halach over here, which we don't know. This halach is not something which we find by other areas. There is a halach over here, a requirement to drink the whole kois, or at least most of the kois. We don't find it elsewhere so much. So it says, lechatchila ruboy, lechatchila kuloy, bedieved ruboy. So this is an exceptional halacha with regards to dalet kois. Besides the amount that you've got to drink, which is the revius, besides that, there's an additional halacha as well. You've got to make sure, depending on the size of your kois, you've got to drink ideally all of it, or bedieved, most of it. In the countries that the wine is expensive, by then, under these circumstances, you can have the majority of the cup, and that will be enough. So you only got to refill 49% of it and not all of it. But the fourth course, you should drink all of it. You should be able to drink according to all opinions. There are some stingy men out there. There are some stingy people. And they're upset with the waiters if they drink too much wine. And they will be having to give just the din v'cheshbon in front of the Bereshit one day. Because they make sure that they, by doing that, by refusing to give a lot of wine, they ensure that people don't fulfill the mitzvah. And that's wrong. So, but there is over here a point that we've got to discuss, which is really, really interesting. There's no clear consensus on the shaila. We've learned on the one hand, there is a shiur, a prerequisite shiur that we've got to drink, which is, the shiur is revius. Within the shiur revius, there's a machlokes. How much is revius? Right, that's one aspect. Then now we're touching on another shaila, and that shaila is, we're learning that you've got to drink, kuloi ruboy, lechatchila, you've got to drink the entire kois, but yeah, but at least most of the kois. And that brings down to following shaila then. We've got a following shaila. What is better? If you want to be, let's say a person can't drink too much wine, he can't drink too much wine. Is it better to have a small kois? That's right. Yes. Is it better to have a small kois which has Reb Chaim Noshir? And you're going to drink all of it? Or is it better to have a chazanish shiur, take a big kois, a big becha, and you only drink most of it? You're not going to fill, you're not going to empty the entire coast. You're not going to be able to drink the entire coast. You're only going to drink most of it, not all of it. But in terms of drinking, how much you're going to drink, you're going to drink more.
Not by much, though.
Yeah, at times, yes. 86, an 86 Chaim Noshir is a very, very small coast.
Yeah, but if you're drinking rub of 150, it's 75.
No. If it's a properly big one, it's going to be more than, if you've got a proper big becha, and old-fashioned big bechas, you could have easily much more than 150. 150 is not so much. You say
most. It's not even an exaction. The koys is not an exaction.
Yeah.
It's minimum.
More, absolutely, yes. You have a very big koys in which you're going to be able to, you're going to drink chazanishir against a smaller koys, which you can have the full koys, but that's only going to give Reb Chaim no.
Revius is a minimum requirement.
Yes, but that's.
And al atzad, the halacha is like the chazanish, which is not the kosher, but if it would be, then you haven't done the mitzvah at this.
Right. Right, you're saying that, very interesting. So, Lemaisa, it's interesting you're saying. You're saying that Lemaisa, if we go with the Chaznish, then you wouldn't.
If we're
Chaznish, then you're not Yitzhak, yeah. So, that Tzvorah, it sounds like a very, very good, solid Tzvorah, that. It sounds like a really solid Tzvorah, that. Since it's. Right, so Lemaisa, we've got to refer back to a Mishnah Berurah elsewhere that discusses the Shaila. That's why it's so incredibly inaccurate to call it Reb Chaim Noach Chaznish, because he speaks about this Katnu B'Shiur elsewhere. And there his maskana is that for the Reises, and that's we're going to apply this a lot in Hilchos Pesach. When it comes to Mitzvah the Reises, we've got a. When it comes to the Reises, you've got a Chumrah. We go with the Chaznish here. However, when it comes to the Rabbonon, you can go to Kula. You can go with Reb Chaim Noach. So now, when it comes to Dalat Koisos, yeah, leaving, assuming that it's not Shabbos, the first one is not Deraisa. So the Mitzvah Dalat Koisos is Dabonon. And therefore, you can Lechatchila go, according to the Mishnah, you can Lechatchila go with a smaller share. If that's the case, you've got to make sure that it would come out, that you have a smaller Kois, and you drink all of it, Kuloi. Yeah. It's better, yeah. So either way, halach l'maisa, gentlemen, it's really important to remember halach l'maisa when it comes to, say, the night. We've got to make sure you drink the entire kois. It's a b'di'evet. You're only b'di'evet yoitza if you don't fill it. If you don't finish it. So you have to finish the whole cup. Yeah.
Question. Would it be better to have a good wine for a 86 share than a full kos?
Of?
Grape juice.
No, we'll speak about grape juice shortly, Mitzchem. We'll speak about grape juice, and the answer is going to be no. We'll get to that. Okay, so continues the Shulchan Aruch v'shite kulay rubay ve'yimei shlehabe revios. What if you have got many revios? Shoyse menu kol kach bnei adam kemin revios shabay. If you've got numerous people who want to use the same kois, the same becha, you can have numerous people drinking the same kois. Everybody has got first of years, the second one drinks the second of years, the third one drinks the third of years. That's perfectly acceptable. And this is the opinion that some say you've got to drink the majority of the kois, even if it contains many of years. Nevertheless, you've got to drink at least roiva kois and lechatchila the entire kois. Top of page 162. That's another important one. You've got to drink without great interruption between. You've got to drink it all in without long interruptions. Shaloi behef segol mishtibus ifkot lamed dalet. Dehainu shalo yishe b'shtia azroi v'kos yoyse mechdei achilas pas. How much is kdei achilas pas? You've got to drink the kos, the wine in terchit achilas pas. How much is terchit achilas pas? Generally, how long do you say? Between what and what?
3 minutes.
Yeah, 3, 4, 9 minutes. Yeah, some say 9 minutes. Yeah. But the Mishnah Berurah goes further than that. And he says, I'm skipping the brackets over here. Ve'lechatchila yesh lizor shalishois b'shtia shalishois b'shtia zroi v'kos yos mechdei shtia zroviyis. You've got to make sure, lechatchila, to drink it within the amount of drinking of reviyis. And that's how we pasken. We've got lechatchila drinking in an amount of time that it takes to drink Revius. How much is that? How much is a normal amount of time to drink Revius? Not very much. How much does it take to drink Revius? Seconds. Lemaisa lechum we take on that it's 2 minutes. There's no. I don't think there's even more chum with the geshita, but I think 2 minutes is quite.
You could,
yeah. But the shirk de achilas Revius. So aloch lemaisa. We must drink Dalat Koisos in within 2 minutes. But you have it, yes, you can be machmi up to nine. You can be making up to 9 minutes. But it's important to drink within the 2 minutes.
Would that be Shabbos as well?
No, this is Dalat Koisos. Why are you saying Shabbos?
Friday night, you mean
No, don't think there's that. No.
2 minutes.
No. For Bachone, but it's not relevant for Shabbos. It's not going to be particularly. No. Okay, so, but yes, Dalet Koses, you've got to drink it lechatchile within 2-3 minutes, but you have it up to 9 minutes. Now, Siv Yud, those of us who've got problems with wines, this is what we've got to know. And that is really in Yonah D'Yoyimah, yeah. Mishin is shows the yain, somebody who doesn't drink wine generally, Mimnei Shemaziko is soine because it makes him feel he can't take it. He finds it difficult to drink a lot of wine. So what's the halacha? So chlit choyk atzma, he must push himself, velishtois, and drink, lekayem mitzvahs abakois, to fill the mitzvah of abakoisos. He's got to push himself. You've got to push yourself. So, you've got to push yourself and drink it. This is talking about, it's not talking about Purim. It's talking about Dalet Koses. With regard to Purim, I'm not sure it would go that far. But with regard to Dalet Koses, there is the halacha. It's a chonus. So here it says, you've got to push yourself. How much you have to push yourself? So let's say you're going to get properly... Oh. Was it Rava? Who was it? Yeah, I know which Gemara you're referring to.
He was ill.
Yeah. That's the Ma'amokim. The Gemara discussed that. How much... And the truth is, this really is a fascinating Ma'amokim. Many poskim ask the question, when it comes to mitzvahs, we have got clear halachas, how much you have to spend for mitzvahs. Clear halachas, how much you have to spend on mitzvahs. We've got clear definitions. But what is the halacha? How unwell do you have to make yourself to fulfill a mitzvah? Not financially. Financially, we know there's halachas. I want to know in terms of how much you have to make yourself unwell. I'll give you an example. Somebody who missed the last ma'ariv. And he knows the only way he can catch a ma'ariv, he missed the last ma'ariv in Edgware. The only way he can catch a ma'ariv is if he goes to, there's a gold screen, he'll catch one in Hagers. Or, if he missed that one, he'll still go to Pinter's in Stamford Hill, which is, I wouldn't say 24-7, but quite close to that. But you know, if you go there, it's going to take you half an hour each way, and you're going to be finished the next day. You're going to get, as it is, you're a bit under the weather, and it's going to. So this will be one example. How unwell do you have to make yourself? Interesting, China. Oh, I'll tell you what else it applies. It applies also on sukkahs. If it's pelting, no, not pelting, because then you're potter when I'm mitzvah, but you want to sleep in the sukkah, but you know you're likely to catch a cold because of the temperature. Yeah, you're right. It's a pyramid style. But yeah, that's right. So perhaps that's different over there. Correct. Where else can we find halacha that you're going to get ill from it? Do you have to get ill for a mitzvah? I know you have to spend mitzvahs. You have to spend money for mitzvahs. How much of your health do you have to give up for a mitzvah?
Well, you're about to get an earache.
Pardon?
You're about to get earache.
About to?
You're about to get earache.
Earache?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's right. Yeah, it's an earache, yeah. So do you have to have... So there's not many ma'amekomas on this. There's not many ma'amekomas. This perhaps might be the best ma'amekom on the shaila. Interestingly, there's very little about it in Lachonim. This might be a Malkum. Shemurin Sef Kotn Lamed Hei says, "B'mnei Shemazikur Tzaleimo Shemitztabish Tiyosu V'koyv B'roi Shemizeh." You have to drink Dalet Koses, even though you're going to get a headache. What do you mean? Shemitztabish Tiyosu, you get pain from the drinking, V'koyv B'roi Shoy, and you get headache from drinking. V'ein B'chlal Zeh, but it will not be included K'shiyipol L'mishkov Mizeh. So you're going to get properly ill from this, and you're going to end up in bed. Therefore, you don't have to go. So again, Shulchan Aruch says, a person who gets unwell from drinking Dalet Koses, Shulchan Aruch states explicitly, you must push yourself. You must push yourself. But the Mishnah Berurah qualifies, how much do you have to push yourself? How far does it go? And the Mishnah Berurah says, headache, not feeling great, But if you're going to end up in bed from being ill, you don't have to push yourself that far. That's with regards to the Aleph Kodesh. So what would that mean in our examples? I don't know. What do you think? Do you have to go to... If you're going to get... Yeah, there might be a... Yes, so that would be an argument to say that Dalet Kosis is more... Mochamo. Yeah. Yes, absolutely, I agree. So if that's the case, that this is a specific chumah we've got with regards to Dalet Kosis, it would mean, therefore, that with regards to all the other Rabbanon, it could be even more lenient. And you don't have to give any of your health, perhaps. Yeah. But this is an interesting ma'amakim with regards to the shaila. How ill do you have to get to fulfill a mitzvah? And we know that generally, there's no doubt about it, that even throughout the generations, they were most in nefesh to an unbelievable extent. And they would get properly ill. They'll do anything to fulfill mitzvahs, whether it's the Abonon or the Isis. And certainly, there is an inyan of using your physical ability as much as you can to fulfill mitzvahs, even if you're going to get shvach or unwell or lack of koiches, you're going to feel a bit under the weather for mitzvahs, if it's purely for the sake of a mitzvah, it could be that it's, there's certainly a bit of chassidus in it, at the very least. Right, now, so the Mishnah Berurah got Lamed Vav says lekayim mitzvahs mashenken b'shabbos v'yom mitoydim. One second, what was that? That was as if you. Yeah, absolutely. He says that was that you have to push yourself to do that. What about Kiddush? What about Kiddush? That person that gets sick from gets unwell from drinking Dalet Kosis, we're learning he has to push himself. What about Kiddush? Shabbos, Yom Tov, Havdalah, what does he do then? Pardon? Well, how are you going to do it? Oh, as long as someone did that, so that's exactly what Mishnah Berurah means. Yeah, that's what Shulchan Aruch means. You've got to push yourself when it comes to Dalet Kosis. When it comes to other times about other Kiddush that you have to do, Havdalah, there's an easy way out. You could just ask somebody else to be out to you. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says of it. You've got Lamed Vav, Lekai Mitzvahs, Masha Enkem B'Shabbos Yom Tovim, as opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Yochel Yishmoya Kiddush Me'acha, you could listen to the Kiddush from somebody else, V'yotze Bezel, V'yotze the Mitzvah through that. Aval Hocha, but here, Chol Chiyuv Ashti Al Kol Adam, everybody must independently drink the Dalet Kosis. And therefore there's no Eitz of somebody else being Motzi, it's not going to work. But, here somebody's unwell from drinking wine, he should ask for, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Kiddush Havdalah, he should ask somebody else to be moed to him. And Sefkot Lamed Zayin tells us, Abakosis V'yochol Mozgi Heitev, you could make it, you could dilute it, that you do that as well. But it must still be Roy LeKiddush, it must still be Roy for Kiddush, you could still make Kiddush, it can't be too diluted and too watery, he still must be able to make Kiddush from it. Okay, see if you'd base. Yoitzen behind Mevushal of the Konditoin. This is a diluted wine. As long as it's got the taste of the wine, you can be Yoitzen with that. Sif Gimel. Afil Onya Mispanis Minatstoker. Somebody is poor. He also, and he gets money from Tstoker. Yimkoy Malbushoy. He should sell his clothing. Or Yilve should, or Yaski Atzmoy should hire himself out. Bishvil Yain, in order to get wine, abakos for Dalet Kosos. If a person hasn't got money for mitzvahs, is really poor, Cholila, extremely, extremely poor, he has got no £10 in his bank account, he's got absolutely nothing, does he need to sell himself, hire himself out, to get abominim, to get an esek? Yes or no? No money in the bank account left.
Does he have to
hire himself out? Like, pardon? We don't find halacha. Yeah. So, you're right. The answer is, if a person's got absolutely no money, he doesn't have to hire himself out to, like a slave, to enslave himself to get money for Dalminim. And this is true with regards to all the mitzvahs. There's two exceptions. And one exception is, over here, the Dalet Kosis. When it comes to Abba Kosis, a person, the Shulchan Aruch says, Afilo Oni Amis Panos Menastoka, Yim Koimal Busho, you should sell your clothes. And even more than that, Yilva Yaske Atzmo, you should hire yourself out, Bishwil Yain, in order to get the wine Abba Kosis for the Abba Kosis. That's how extreme this obligation is. Although it's only a Darabonon, but nevertheless, the Chomi were machmir to such an extent that the person is to sell himself to get money for Dalet Kosis. Mishnah Musaf Kot Mem Aleph. Mishael no yalo Abba Kosis Acha Meziga. If a person only has Dalet Kosis after it's diluted, Yikochim Akodel Al Rishon, he should use it all on the first night. V'nei Beis Yodim Abba Kosis, if he doesn't have candle, then candle is more important than Dalet Kosis. Bishom Shalom Bais, because of Shalom Bais. Mishael no yalo Shtayim B'Sholosh Kosis. What happens if a person only has got two or three cups? What happens then? That will be discussed later in Sofkin what how to do it. This way is out. But we're learning that Dalet Kosis is an absolute obligation. You've got to sell yourself in order to get money for Dalet Kosis. Sell your clothes. Sell your items and possessions in order to get enough money for Dalet Kosis. Nevertheless, we're learning that Sholem Bayis is more important. Therefore, if you've gotten only money for candles or Dalet Kosis, you should use the money for Shalom Bayis for Ne'er. And Mishnah Berurah also says, if you've got only money for one of the two nights, it's probably self-understood, you should probably use it for the first night. Why first night? Because it's not. So you're right. It's not really the Raisa, but it is. What's that? Right. So the Chiyuv of the Chiyuvim of Leila Seder on the first night is the Raisa. It's true, Dalet Kosis only the Rabbonon. But the general obligations are the Raisa. And therefore, if you've got to choose between the first night and the second night, which is completely the Rabbonon, second night is completely the Rabbonon, you've got to choose Dalet Kosis on the first for the first night. Oh, yes, the good Shaila. What about the wine and grape juice? Very good. So, the answer to that question is, yes, you can dilute wine. The truth is that your question is based on an assumption that you've got to drink wine, which I'm not going to address now, but perhaps at the end of the simon I'm going to speak about that. Remind me when we finish the simon, perhaps tomorrow or next year, I'll address that you know, when we get to end of Sif Tezai next year, remind me and I'll speak about that. Yitz Hashem. Okay. And why did it take it so far?
In other words, we see this here, but we don't find another place for Omni or whatever. They took it very, very...
Very, very, yeah. Why is the mitzvah of Dalet Kosis so far? I can give you a partial answer. The partial answer is, well, what do you think? Why is Dalet Kosis so important that he goes that far? I mean, Cheirus. Oh, I see. Saying that it's a contradiction in terms. Very nice. Good kasha. That's a good question. So I've got a partial answer. The man who learned it's a remes from Mitzvah Yitzalt Nevgalt Velokachti. It's a remes deraisa. So it's not deraisa proper, but there's a touch of a deraisa in it. Yeah, but here it's mamash learned from a pasuk. You don't do it for the ice either. Yeah. No, it's a good question. It's a good question. Why? It's something to think about. Why is it that Dalet Kosis goes so far? And your question also, a very good question. Why do you have to go so far to enslave yourself to become... It's a very, very good, very good child. This is a good child. We'll finish off with Seif Yud, which I skipped by mistake. Seif Yud Aleph, which I skipped by mistake. Mitzvah Lachsor Chaya in Odom. There's a mitzvah to get, if possible, red wine. If possible, you should get red wine, unless the white wine is much better. But ideally, you should get red, good wine. Yes. And the Mishnah explains why. It's got Lamed Vav, Lamed Ches, Yain Adam, the Ksiv, Al Tere Yain Kis Adam, Amad Adam Dimus, Malev Cheshiv, in its own right, red wine is Choshuv. So although you may prefer white wine, but red wine is more choshuv. Is that still true nowadays? What's more expensive, red or white wine?
Depends on
equal? There's good and bad of each. Yeah, okay. So, but the Mishnah considers red wine more chashuv. But there was no white.
There was the same concept of good quality white wine as there is now.
Right, okay. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Al madam dimus mal v'chshiv is v'oid leichal adam. And also red is choshev because it reminds us of the blood. Shopar shechet ben yisrael because Pa used to shecht slaughter Yidden. And here comes those of us who are historically inclined. A very interesting mishtabura, which I haven't got a full explanation to that. Somebody pointed out to me, it's a good horror. On those places that there is the blood libels, we refrain from drinking red wine. When was the last blood libel? Yeah, so here you go. You've got mishtabura is still concerned. Mishtabura is halacha lemaisa concerned about blood libels. Mishtabu 120 years ago, was still concerned about blood libels. Now, most of the blood libels obviously happened in the Middle Ages, which was 500 years before the Mishtabu came out. So there was still, so it was still relevant. Relevant enough that Mishtabu feels, in some places, don't drink red wine, because of potential problem for red libels. Just to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the revias, we spoke about the obligation of having a full cup, or at the very least, the majority of a kois. Then we learned about not stopping in the middle of the kois. You should drink in the sheer kidei shtias avias. We spoke about a person who is not well from drinking wine should push himself, but not to that extent that he's going to end up in bed. We spoke about red wine. But if there's no decent red wine, all you've got is white wine, that's better. Similarly, also, if you're concerned about blood libels, you go for white wine. And then we spoke about Yain Mevushel, which is fine as well. Yeah, somebody who's an Oni Mephanus without stock, is somebody who's very, very poor, should sell himself or his clothes to get money for the albacoses. Right, good evening, and Afreilichem Purim.